unlock it without any key.
All right, see you next week. Don't be late. Here comes Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston gives you real flavor, full, rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through.
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. My lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing. Lady of Spain, I love you. Madrid, blue and tender. Spanish moon makes silver splendor. Music throbbing, plaintive, sobbing notes of a guitar, while ardent caballeros serenades. Lady of Spain, I adore you. The night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. What else could any heart do? Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. What should my lips be concealing? My eyes are revealing.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday night here on WMFO 91.5 FM. You can listen live on the iTunes, the Windows Media, your SoundCloud, your Spotify maybe, who knows. Well, if you're listening to it now, you already made it. Good for you. WMFO.org on the internet. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle is the group on Facebook. The number is 855-915-WMFO. Time Travel is here with you every week from Wednesday 5 to 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle, going into its 10th year. Time Travel, 855-915-WMFO. Here in 1990 here on Time Travel. A little tribute to the beach today as we say goodbye to the summer over the next couple of weeks.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Jesse James.
Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. We're saying goodbye to the summer today. Last trip to the beach. Maybe some lobster. Some critters in the ocean. Maybe go for a swim today. But right now, We got the fever. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. 855-915-WMFO. You're in 1979 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. We're saying goodbye to the summer, maybe last trip to the beach, celebrating a little bit of heat. Hot stuff here on Time Travel.
The beach is a good place to pick up girls because you can really see what you're getting. Most beaches are crawling with chicks, and they're all there for just one reason, to get a terrific tan so they'll look great and attract all the men they want. But why wait till they've got the perfect tan? Why not pick the best-looking chick right off the beach and have a really great afternoon in the sun? Remember, that's what she's there for. And because girls are more self-conscious about their looks, there'll be more chicks than guys catching the rays on the beach any day. This works in your favor because it makes the girls competitive for the guys and easy pickups. Just pick out a pretty girl, put your towel down in her line of sight, and spread out your gear. Let her see that you're well-equipped with a radio, thermos of drinks, and magazines, so she'll know you're a serious sun worshiper, too. Don't let her know yet that you've noticed her. This is easy because her eyes will probably be closed against the sun until she hears you unpacking your gear. Settle down and then take out your empty suntan oil spray. Shake the can angrily, making as much noise as you can as you pretend to discover it's empty. When you've got her attention, notice her noticing you. You probably won't even have to speak first. This is such a perfect pickup technique. That's what happened to Paul at Malibu when he settled down near a leggy chick wearing just a string bikini.
Are you out of oil?
Yeah, I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great, but are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
You're very smart.
First, Paul's already let her know he's generous by making up that story about lending his sister his suntan oil, while actually his can's been empty all summer. But more important, he's the first guy on the beach to ever tell this great-looking chick she's smart. He doesn't even mention her fantastically soft-looking breasts pushing out of her bathing suit top. He can tell her that later. Right now, she's proud to lend him some oil because he's noticed how intelligent she is to have brought an extra supply. Girls like to have their intelligence appreciated as well as their bodies. Then Paul goes over to have a closer look at this chick holding out the oil to him.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Sure, take all you want.
I'll put it on here so you can have it right back.
That's all right. Take your time.
You've got such a good tan, you must live on the beach.
Yes, I share a house with some other stewardesses.
When Paul learns the girl's a stew, he knows what to do next because stews are trained to serve men. So he pretends to have trouble spreading the suntan oil on his back.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Paul's no novice at this pickup. He knows perfectly well how to oil his own back, but he also knows that all girls want to be helpful and feel needed. In 5 minutes, he's getting a back rub from this fantastic chick who is falling out of her tiny suit over him, and she still doesn't know she's being picked up.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
But Paul doesn't have to ask because he knows he's a terrific back rubber. Who isn't? And the chick is literally in his hands. He can feel the supple muscles of her back tensing and relaxing under his sure fingers.
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
She wants more. Paul really knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Now that she's relaxed and ready, he throws her the pass.
I'd like to pay you back for the suntan oil.
Oh, forget it. I'm glad I could help.
I just can't forget it. You saved my skin. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos. It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please. I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
And how can she resist? When she struggles to do up her bathing suit straps, she flashes some nipple, but Paul keeps cool. He gives her a hand up, and they go over to his towel. Now he's got her on his own territory. She's his already, and they haven't even had that drink yet.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
And where does this beautiful relationship go from here? Anywhere Paul wants it to. And all because he made this luscious chick feel special because he noticed her intelligent planning. Try it.
Nice job. Incidentally, Paul's my father. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights.
Just can't get enough of the Glory Hole theme park.
Glory Hole, where strangers become friends.
Glory Hole, you don't need to know names.
It's the place for magic and adventure. We all like speaking rodents to entertain and educate our kids. And now with Jerry Gerbil, the kids have someone they can really relate to.
Kids, come and play. I've got puppies to show you.
Yay, try speaking rodent.
Go on, kids, have fun. I know it's safe. Jerry's wearing a latex bodysuit.
See you later, Mom. We're off to have fun with strangers.
Glory Hole, it will hurt, but it's worth it.
Ride the log flume. flaming screen machine. Glory Hole Theme Park.
Glory Hole.
Open every day till 3 a.m. Come live the mystery.
Enjoy it while it lasts, because it's going away. It's another day of sun here on Time Travel. Tribute to the beach, the end of the summer here today.
I think about that day. I left him at a Greyhound station west of Santa Fe. We were 17, but he was sweet and it was true. Still, I did what I had to do. Cause I just knew. Summer Sunday nights, we'd sink into our seats right as they dimmed out all the lights. A Technicolor world made out of music and machine. It called me to be on.
To my name, hopped a bus, here I came. I could be brave or just insane. We'll have to see.
Cause maybe in that sleepy town, I'll sit one day, the lights are down. You'll see my face and think how he used to
know me. Behind these hills, I'm reaching for the heights and chasing all the lights that shine.
Lights that shine.
And they let you down.
Another day,
you'll get up off the ground.
Another day,
the morning rolls around and it's another day of sun.
I hear them every day. The rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more. So I bang on every door.
And even when the answer's no, when my money is running low, the dusty mic and neon glow are all I need.
And someday as I sing the song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on.
Time Travel here with you till 7.
Believe out in the ocean. There is room for make-believe.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m. We are doing a farewell to the warm weather and a farewell to the beach. Join me for a last lobster roll. Maybe go fishing. Put on your sweat shorts for the last time. Sweat shorts? What are those things called? Swim shorts. A suit. Bathing suit. There you go. Here's Van Halen. Time Travel.
Icy nipples, and they used to hurt me bad and tie me to the pier and let, like, the fishes eat at me and whatnot.
Well, what is your name?
Sol Rosenberg.
Star?
Sol. I was calling because I don't want to be tied up to motorboats anymore and dragged around like a fool. I want to join with Jim and walk up and down a beach and step on piss clams.
Well, I don't get it.
Well, he said that he would rub small little sand baskets all over my ass if I wanted to walk up and down a beach with him. We could do that for each other.
Oh. What is your number? Can I call you back?
He said that he would be there to receive this call because we could go flying parasails and diving up and down.
Well, I'm his mother, and I'm surprised at that.
He told me that I would jump all over the place and do backflips in the sand.
Yeah?
Because down here, he says...
That?
Pardon? He said nobody would beat me up down here.
Oh, is that so?
Because up in New York, what happened was they used to tie me down on the beach and rub sand all over my ass neck and beat me with, like, all little sharp things that they found on the beach, and they would try to drown me and tie me to the piers for high tide. And I was very hurt with that.
I'm his mother, and I think it's an insulting deal. And if I... I'll talk to him when he gets home. Just don't you worry about that.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Let's have another join on me. Let's get as gone as we can be. Ceiling.
baby, you get me. It's heaven, six pack of beer. Sit and watch the walls disappear. And we'll laugh and talk for hours. Oh baby, you give me. Smoke a pack of cigarettes. Hey, how about a menthol? You haven't had one of those yet? Yeah, we'll laugh and cough for hours. Oh, baby, you get me.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Ship back.